Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through the book of Acts, Acts chapter 9, verses 36 through 43, which will conclude that long chapter 9 we've been working our way through in the Voice translation. This podcast is brought to you by Into the Light Bible Study. It's a Lifeway product. It's based on the book We Too that I wrote last year, but it's really not about sexual abuse. It's about healing from the past and healing from trauma, both you and also as you help others to do the same. And so if you're interested in that, you can get it wherever books are sold. And I'm super excited about the fact that this study is going to be released all over the world. And I am super excited to see what God will do and how much transformation and freedom will come and healing. If you have a story about that, let me know. You can email me at mary@marydemuth.com. I always love to hear that the study that I created through the power of the Holy Spirit, of course, not my glory but His, has done some good in someone's life. It's really encouraging. I don't always get feedback on what I've done, so it's sometimes I have to ask for it, so thanks. All right, so here we are in Acts chapter 9, finishing up. In the Voice. In a nearby coastal city, Joppa, there lived a disciple whose Aramaic name was Tabitha, or Dorcas in Greek. She was a good woman, devotedly doing good and giving to the poor. While Peter was in Lydda, she fell sick and died. Her fellow disciples washed her body and laid her in an upstairs room. They had heard Peter was nearby, so two of them went with an urgent message, "Please come to Joppa as soon as possible." Peter went with them and immediately entered a room where the corpse had been placed. It was quite a scene. The widows of the community were crowded in the room, weeping, showing the various items of clothing that Dorcas had made for them. Peter asked them to leave the room. Then he got on his knees. He prayed for a while and then turned to her body. Peter said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes, saw Peter, and sat up. Giving her his hand, Peter lifted her up. Then he called in the other disciples, including the widows, and reintroduced them to their beloved friend. The news of this miracle spread throughout the city, and many believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for some time as the guest of Simon, a tanner by profession. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this story. And we just thank you for Tabitha or Dorcas or whichever name she goes by. She was a good woman and she was always doing good and she was always giving to the poor. And so, Lord, I pray that for my friends today, that you would produce in us goodness, that you would show us when we and where and how we can give to the poor. Sometimes in our insulated lives, it's hard for us to see poverty. And Lord, we don't want to just simply give a handout, but we just want to give intelligently. So show us how to be like Tabitha. Show us like how to be like her. And Lord, we thank you for the fact that Peter was connected to her enough that he would come. And it just shows that it's important, Lord Jesus, that when people pass away, that we grieve together. And Lord, in this COVID crisis that we've been walking through over the past several months, it's been really hard. We've got this grief that has not been expressed. Unexpressed grief just gets stuck inside of us and hurts us. And so, Lord, I pray that we would be like those other widows who were remembering Dorcas and were grieving. Lord, would you give us the space that we need to grieve the losses that we've walked through? Lord, we don't want to push it down, but society has caused us to not gather and remember. And so, Lord, show us ways that we can do that, whether it means writing things down or creating something. I don't know, Lord, but just show us how we can be better grievers. And Lord, we thank you for the power of the resurrection. We thank you that when Peter prayed, she was no longer dead. That is beyond my scope of imagination. That's so beautiful and powerful. And what it must have been like to just have a wet face from weeping for my best friend, and then suddenly she's standing before me. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does miracles, and the Holy Spirit lives within us. So, Lord, help us to believe big things about the power of the Spirit and what the Spirit can do. Forgive us for thinking of lesser things. We pray for resurrection. We pray that you would resurrect some of those dreams that have died. We pray you would resurrect that childlike heart that we used to have prior to all the abuse that happened before that. Lord, we pray you would resurrect a new vision for the future. Rescue us from depression. Rescue us from negative thoughts. Rescue us from the things that cause us to go down pathways that are destructive. We pray for rescue and we pray for resurrection in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And I do pray that today would be a day where you can experience just the power of the Holy Spirit in your midst, in you, that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's just so amazing. So rest in that today.